With Amelia Willems from Mississippi State University, your presentation on vaccinations, and the one thing that really stood out to me in that presentation is we still have a lot to learn, don't we?
Larry, that's really well said. We do. Lots of questions about how and when to use vaccines most effectively. We have some good evidence we tried to go through today, but a lot of things we still need to dig into a little bit more.
And as far as digging in a little more, you'd mentioned that you wish there were more field trials.
Yes, that's exactly right. Every vaccine that's licensed has been proven to be effective in what we would call an experimental challenge study, where calves are vaccinated or not in a very controlled environment and then purposely exposed to infection to see if they can resist it. But it's a relatively artificial scenario compared to the complicated and beautiful world on a lot of calf rearing facilities and dairies. And we need more tests of vaccines in those environments.
And I would imagine getting tests like that would help you do a better job measuring the efficacy of some of these programs.
Well, it'll tell us more about how the vaccines work really where the rubber meets the road, so to speak, in the field where calves are experiencing all the things they do as they grow into cowhood.
A lot of people ask, when do you vaccinate? Some will do once or twice in the first week. Some say it's not worth doing day-old calves. What have you learned?
Well, there are a lot of different ways you can vaccinate, and the most important thing is for the producer to talk to their veterinarian, because there is no one formula for how to use vaccines. A plan that would be completely appropriate on one dairy is not going to be the right plan for another dairy or calf rearing operation. So really important to talk to the vet that knows the herd. Generally speaking, there are vaccines that can have some beneficial effect in the first week of life, but herds that aren't having problems with calf health very early in life may not need to vaccinate that early. Certainly at some point in the first 6 months of life, it's going to be appropriate to get vaccines into calves, but the timing really depends on the situation for the farm.
If I understand right, there's some vaccines that are licensed vaccines, others that are not. What is really the difference?
Well, so when I say a licensed vaccine, these are vaccines that are licensed by the USDA, Center for Veterinary Biologics. They are licensed for very specific indications that are on the label, and producers may not read that sort of long sheet of paper that's in the box with the vaccine, but there's a lot of information on that label that helps them understand exactly how the USDA has decided to approve the vaccine or what it's been approved for. And those are the vaccines we're talking about. There are other kinds of vaccines. For example, autogenous vaccines are sometimes made where a bacteria or virus from that herd is taken and made into an inactivated vaccine by a company, and vets and producers will sometimes use those autogenous vaccines, but a licensed vaccine is one that you're going to be able to go into your co-op or to your veterinary clinic and purchase over the counter.
What is your advice to the producers that couldn't make it to the conference today as far as their vaccination program, evaluating what they're doing versus what they might try?
Right. So lots of vaccines are available for use in the United States and Canada. And for some of them, we have good evidence that they can be beneficial from field trials or clinical trials. Others, we don't have very much data from clinical trials. But given the assumption that some of them can be quite effective when used appropriately, my advice is to talk to your veterinarian who knows your herd about how to use those vaccines. Even though producers can buy vaccines without a veterinary prescription, really using them in the way that's most likely to be effective is going to require an understanding of health and the risk of disease and the cost-benefit of vaccination. Vaccinations can occasionally have adverse effects. We have many very safe vaccines, but you need to remember that a vaccine isn't something that is necessarily completely harmless, and so there's a cost and benefit that have to be weighed, and the producer working together with the vet that best knows their herd and the health risks are the best to decide how to use vaccines. I think the other thing I want to say is that vaccines are just one part of a multi-pronged approach to ensure calf and cow health. Vaccines can definitely be overcome by poor management. And so to prevent disease, we can use vaccines, but we also need to think about things like good clean housing, not too much crowding, good nutrition. These things are all important as well to use with vaccines to ensure calf and cow health.
A lot of people may look at the amount of vaccination and how often they get vaccinated as simply a numbers and a cost issue, but for the animal health, you can vaccine too much, can't you?
Yes, that's right. Rarely, you can have an animal that has an allergic reaction to a vaccine. That's one possibility. But maybe more common, but less understood, is the fact that when you give a vaccine, you're telling the immune system to make more cells and make more protective proteins. That costs protein and energy and vitamins and minerals. And some of that is beneficial. But repeated doses of vaccine given close together, as sometimes seems to happen on some operations, the cost may outweigh the benefit, I guess is what I'm saying. And we don't always know when that is. But yes, you are demanding something of the calf's body when you vaccinated, and a lot of repeated vaccination close together may demand more than is really beneficial.
Is there anything you'd like to add today?
I just want to encourage producers that vaccines are a very valuable tool when used in conjunction with other good health management, and that they should talk to their veterinarian about how to use vaccines most effectively to keep their calves and cows healthy.
If the producers would like to find out more, I'm betting you have a website with some info.
We do at Mississippi State University. We have been doing research on vaccination in cattle and how to use vaccines effectively. And so they can search for my name at Mississippi State University.